All the right moves on Money FM 89.3.
Central banks are in action this week. We had the U.S. Fed Reserve raising interest rates overnight by 25 basis points. The spotlight now is on the ECB, the European Central Bank, at 7:45 p.m. tonight. We'll be looking out for guidance on whether it's going to be winding down its QE program. Will it do it or not? Before we get into that, we'll be touching on the basics. What does this all mean for the markets and the investor? And we'll be breaking it down with our expert guest today. He is Wong Kwan Hau, director at financial training consultancy Waypedia. So let's take a step back. We had the FOMC raising interest rates. What's your takeaway from this, expecting more to come?
Yeah, definitely, Ryan. Okay, what I see, let me just break down over the last few years that after about 8 years of stagnation in the US interest rate, December 2015, the Fed hiked once. It's all 25 basis points.
Yep.
And that's once. And 2016, once. And 2017, three times. And now 2018 is expecting to, by end of the year, they are going to hike four times.
So the story here is we got more, I guess, indicators that the US economy is doing better. And that's why you're seeing a bit of a pickup. Is that right?
Yeah, it's better and inflation is maybe also improving as well. So it may be a good sign. But I just want to refocus back on the rate of change on the incremental on the interest rate. Once, two, three times, and this year, four times. So you can see that there's a rate of change. And it seems to me there's an urgency for the Fed to hike the interest rate moving forward. But the key reason is why. Is it just because of the overheating of economy? The economy is doing better. Yeah, maybe, or maybe there's something else to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you looking out for? Are you expecting any major movements in the markets because of all these rate hikes?
Yeah, what concerned me is the weakening of US dollars. And since the beginning of 2017 to the recent month low, that was about 1 year plus, and US dollars has been depreciating or weakening to about 15%. And that draws a serious concern because Ryan, if for US to hike the interest rate, what do you think will bring to US dollars itself?
That's right. You're going to be expecting US dollars or at least funds to go to the US and
expect
the currency to go up.
So now the currency should go up. But over the last few years when US hiked the interest rate, now what happened to the US dollars? It came off. So it is something fishy. We got to relook at
the
whole
thing. So a lot of moving
parts
that you might not see.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to really look at the whole thing in a different dimension.
Okay. Well, tonight, the spotlight moves on to the European Central Bank. It's going to be giving its policy decision at 7:45 p.m. So we'll be watching closely around that. And the decision, is it going to wind down its QE program? So let's take a step back around what the ECB has been doing. So since 2015, it's been buying bonds. And then that's how it started all this QE program. So what exactly are we talking about when we talk about bond buying?
Well, let me just give you some history here. Now, it all started with the US Wall Street meltdown triggered by the US housing bubble way back in 2008. That's not that long ago. Now, so this created a domino effect worldwide, and EU was not spared. Now, to counter that situation then, US started its first ever QE program around that period. So as for EU, it was a very difficult situation back then because they have 19 nation euros area to do the same thing, partly because of the different, the way how they interpret of the EU rules. Is it this objection or this and that? So it's very difficult to push through for the EU to have a QE, the similar QE style what US have. Back then. So now the EU's strategy then was to work on the interest rate. So they have chosen to reduce their interest rate to minus zero over time. Now, so situation did improve, but not good enough over the years. Now, so in early 2015, and that was 6 years later, after US started its QE program, ECB also started their own QE program. So now the history is that they reduced interest rate. It did help, but not good enough. Then later, they resort to start the QE, which is 6 years later. So today, for ECB to consider to scale back their QE program, in my opinion, it means that there may have some improvement in their economy.
Okay. So the end game or objective for the QE program is to bring down interest rates so businesses can potentially have an easier time to borrow, and that could in turn stimulate the economy. So let's talk about how this actually happens. How does interest rates move, or what does bond buying, how does it actually work?
Okay. Now, so the ECB or the fund or the Fed, the US Fed, they are central bank. So let me give you an example on the US perspective, because we're more familiar with that side. Now, so there are two main organizations, the US Treasury Department and the US Fed. Now, so for the U.S. Treasury, their part of their role is to raise funds by issuing bonds through auction. Now, so the money received is used to spend on public works like building roads, bridges, and etc. Now, the conventional way, now I would like to emphasize this point, the conventional way for the U.S. Treasury to raise money is to sell bonds to the banks, the institutions, the corporates. Now, these are private organizations. Now, this means that it is the banks, now the conventional way, it is the bank, the institutions and the corporate investing into the U.S. bonds or debts. Now, again, this should be the conventional way. I just want to emphasize that. And in my opinion, it is also a healthy sign where government bonds are being subscribed by invested by mostly the private organization. But today, we are seeing the unconventional way. Now, in 2008, when U.S. started their QE programs, now this means that the U.S. Fed or the ECB, now these are central banks, instead of private organization, now it is the central bank are also buying into their national bonds from their treasuries.
Okay, that's interesting, because once the central bank starts buying bonds, those who actually want to buy bonds, they have to find something else to invest in. And that actually, I guess, helps to stimulate the rest of the economy. You have to find something else to invest in. So let's talk about how the bond buying program helps the economy.
All right. So the bond prices and interest rate moves in the opposite direction. Now, the focus on the priority should be on the direction of the interest rate and not on the direction of the bond prices.
Yep. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Now, a lower interest rate does stimulate the economy. It draws us to borrow more money to buy our dream home, for example. Now, for the businesses with a lower interest rate, it gives them incentive to borrow and to spend on the extra machinery or to buy another factory to expand their business. Now, at the moment, the interest rates are creeping up. So therefore, we should see a lower bond prices. Now again, interest rate up, then we're going to expect to see a lower bond prices. Now let me just work backwards on how to understand this. So we have to understand that what are the causes that interest rate to go higher? The answer is
inflation.
Inflation, yeah? Okay, so now if we work backwards again, always work backwards in investment matrix. Now, so what are the costs for a higher inflation in today's market? Now, many experts will say that, well, it must be an overheating of economy. I agree with that, but I think we got to, as investors, sometimes we have to look at a different dimension as well. Okay. Now, I'm seeing a weakening of the currency. So therefore, a higher inflation is in the US market. Now, let me just give you a recap. The US dollars, since the beginning, earlier I say, of 2017, it has depreciated about 15% based on the recent low. Now, with a lower dollar value, it means that it will cost more today to buy the same product 2 years ago. And that is inflation, because the US dollars have indeed weakened quite a bit. Now, so the whole matrix is this, to understand about bonds, interest rate, is that whole matrix is that the first step is to find out what is the cost or what are the costs of inflation. When inflation comes, there will be a higher interest rate that we're seeing. Now, with a higher interest rate comes a lower bond prices.
Okay, so how the bond prices, when they get traded lower, or at least if yield or interest rate moves higher, why should the bonds be traded lower?
Okay, now, so let me give you another example. Now, for a 10 years bond that I have invested, say, for example, it promises me an annual interest of 2% or coupon of 2%. Now, so this 10 years bonds itself has a price for me to invest in then. Say it is priced at $100. Now, so this becomes the bond price. Now, if I'm interested to invest in this 10 years bonds today, I will have to pay $100. 12 months later, on a yearly cycle for the next 10 years, I will receive $2 as interest payout each year. And 10 years later, at the end of the tenure, I will receive back my principal amount, which is $100. Now, however, somewhere along the timeline, interest rate went up suddenly for whatever reason. Now, a new issue 10 years bonds now pay 4% interest rates. Now, what will I do holding this old 10 years bonds? Now, I will sell my old 10 years bonds so as to reinvest into this new 10 years bonds that pays me 4%. Now, I would prefer to put my deposit that pays me a higher interest rate. But for me to sell that old 10 years bonds, that may depress that bond prices. And that was the price, that $100 that I paid previously. Now, just let me give you another perspective. Now, it's not true, but I just want to bring you to another dimension, how to understand bond prices and interest rate. Now, just think in terms of $100 stocks that pays you a dividend or interest of $2. Now, if you would like to switch out to another stock because today another stock, a similar stocks, also $100 stocks, pays you a 4% dividend or $4 dividend. Now, so what would you do? You will naturally switch to the other stocks if you're a dividend player to sell off that old $100 stocks and buy into the new $100 stocks. Now, since many investors are also switching out, surely the $100 stocks, the old $100 stocks, will be also trading lower as well.
Okay, so you've got interest rates going up, bond prices going down. What does this mean for the market?
Or rather, you may want to ask me, how does this affect the asset in terms of their prices or yield with all the situation? So once the benchmark like the US Fed or the ECB started to move higher to attract investors to put in their deposit as a loan, both the corporate and government bonds have to also up their games to offer a higher interest rate. Now, it is a competition among each other to get the extra working capitals.
Okay, we've got to come to the last question, Kon Hao. So we've got all this happening in the background. What will be the potential scenarios for the market and the euro based on what we might see tonight from the ECB?
So the ECB is expected to maintain that it will leave the interest rate at current level. So it is unclear whether the ECB will announce a table at this meeting or next. We simply cannot know. Now, so I would prefer to take clues from US and focus more on the longer term time frame. Now, it seems to me that the US interest rate should be continuing to trend higher in the coming years. Now, if this happened, ECB would likely to follow and adjust their interest rate higher as well.
Okay, so ECB looks like Europe, the Eurozone economy is doing better. Some indicators are there. So there might be some justification for it to start winding down its QE program. Of course, it did so a few years ago, cutting it by half from $60 billion to $30 billion. So something to watch out for tonight at 7:45 p.m.